tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
News Talk 1230 WFVA. Local news now.
Anderson and Vindman won the Republican and Democratic primaries last night. They'll face off for the 7th congressional seat in November. Summer is almost officially here, but Aaron Perkins with the Rappahannock Area Health District says this is the time to make sure your kids are up to date on vaccines needed before school starts.
Check with your pediatrician to see if your kids are caught up and up to date on their vaccinations before they start the school year. Those are now state law as of, I believe, 2021. So we want to make sure that all kids who are returning to public and some private schools, that they have those vaccinations before the start of the school year. So summer is a great time to get those done.
As we talked with the other things, to do it at the end or do it, you know, late July or in August when school's getting ready to get back, you might run into a problem. So
yeah, the schools can actually withhold the child from entering school if they're not up to date on their vaccinations. So it's a great idea to give a call to your pediatrician, check your child's vaccination record, and make sure that they are up to date. You can find a lot of that back-to-school vaccination information on the main Virginia Department of Health website. That's vdh.virginia.gov. And you can look under back-to-school, and there are some back-to-school vaccination immunization schedules.
Aaron Perkins with the Rappahannock Area Health District. Here's your Weather Channel forecast.
Heating up for the end of the week and into the weekend out here today, sunny, closing in on 90 this afternoon, mid-60s tonight, sunny and low 90s tomorrow, sunny on Friday, highs in the middle to upper 90s. For News Talk 1230 WFVA, I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel.
Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County is in this morning. HabitatofCaroline.org if you want to find out more and get involved with Habitat of Caroline. Jason Tickle and Stephanie Ball here this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. How are you doing?
Good to have both of you here this morning. Jason, next Friday is when the ribbon cutting for the four homes you're working on.
It is. We're excited. We're going to have our dedication and open house. Now, we won't have all four homes done, but, you know, June is homeownership month, so we want to do it then. And also July, a lot of vacations. So we'll button everything up in July, and they'll be able to move in without having to wait for the pomp and circumstance, which will happen next Friday. So we're excited. We've invited all of our volunteers that helped us and our donors and the local politicians and all of our board members, and it's going to be a great day. We're going to show off our new design, and people can actually see what we've been talking about for a few years now. So we're excited to spotlight this home.
We will talk about that new design as we go along this morning, because it's really fascinating, and you and I have been talking about it. You and Mac showed it to me a number of times on site, but to actually see it and actually to see the sidewalk poured and just how everything works, it is really something. So we will get into that. It's amazing to think that groundbreaking was just about a year and a month ago or so. I think it was a year ago April, and now you've got the four homes. And once these are done, I guess there'll be a little bit of, again, you're waiting to get permits and get things in order, but then you move to another part of the county, and that's where you kind of start working on what will be like a subdivision.
Yeah, we're excited. We have partnered with Southall Development Corporation, who is developing an addition to the Bridalwood neighborhood, and we have 20 lots in there. So as soon as they can deliver me those lots, which will be any day now, we'll be able to move forward, sell the lots to our participants, get the permits turned in. So we will probably have a month or two of kind of, you know, lag while we're getting permits, getting everything buttoned up. But definitely by late summer, early fall, we'll be starting 8 more self-help homes. And then we have a number of other homes, which we've talked about for our teachers and first responders program, that we're actually now in the process of you know, getting those applicants lined up. And then we'll start to sell those homes later this year and finish selling those early next year. So, yeah, we got a lot on the calendar coming up.
But there is never a dull moment with Habitat of Caroline. That is for sure.
Yeah, it's been neat. We've been very fortunate that we're able to provide these opportunities. So we're looking forward to what the next 12 months is going to look like.
Stephanie, for you, you've been on the board for how many years? I mean, you've really seen everything grow.
Yes. So 7 years that I've been on the board, which has been amazing. Sad that I have to step down for a little bit, but I will be back.
We're holding Jason to that.
I am. So in the 7 years, we started out with the last home Caroline had built, I believe was in 1995.
Around then, 95, 96, yeah.
95, 90, yeah. And then now we are on our 12th home.
14th
home.
Yep.
Wow.
So in 7 years, and really, you know, a lot of that in the beginning was figuring out, you know, how we move forward and how we start building homes. And with Jason's leadership, it's just grown so much. And it's just been exciting to see.
I go back to you and a few others who, in those early days when you still were putting things together, and just even that first house was such a thrill. And then since then, like you say, the houses have just come, and it's just been exciting to see, and for you to really have a front row seat to all of this, of when it was just a dream, and as somebody like you who lives and is so involved in Caroline, to see all of this has got to be really exciting.
It is really exciting, and it is amazing for our community.
Yeah.
We're lucky to have the self-help program. It is not for everyone, but for those who are able to, it's you're building your house. You get to see everything from the footers to the roof and everything inside. And you know that you had a piece in creating that, and then also creating a homes for others while you're doing it and building that community for yourself. So it's great for the larger community, and it's great for the community of the families that are building the houses together.
Well, it's so interesting because last month Jason brought in Jeff Black from the Board of Supervisors, and we talked about how in those early days how the board really signed on and really helped and caught on to the vision that you all had, and just to see it and to talk to members of the Board of Supervisors, they see what's happening, and I think they really appreciate it.
They do, and they have been such a huge part of the reason why we are able to do what we have been able to do in Caroline, and having their support does mean everything, and it means everything to the families, and I think that if we had not had that support from the very beginning, I'm not sure that we would have necessarily gotten as far as quickly as we have.
Definitely not. And I got to commend Stephanie. She has been so essential in this. She has literally helped write every grant that we've done, these millions of dollars of grants. So she has been the co-author and everything. So it's I'm hoping that I can still bounce some stuff off her over the next year. But she's just been such a blessing to the organization, and we couldn't have gotten this far without her. So she also took over as the chair right at the start of 2020. So she navigated us through that.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And so we're very grateful for her and all the board. And as we kind of transition, you know, we have about 4 members stepping off and some new members coming on, and it's just really important to look back and recognize the service of folks like Stephanie, who really have been essential in us securing this funding and providing these opportunities, which in turn has led to the student build, the teacher first responder build. And so all of this is attributed to that self-help grant. So Stephanie, thank you for all you've done to get Habitat to where we are today. We're very, very grateful to you.
No, it's true, Stephanie. You have been there, and That early board was so important because you all got behind Jason, and everybody was pulling in the same direction. And this is just such a great illustration for organizations to look at of just hiring a strong leader and then following him.
Well, and Jason was very strategic in recruitment, and I think that was so important, especially in those early days. We had so many expertise in different areas, and we still do. And I think that we all work really well together. It is a very functional board, which is helpful, and everybody has their, like I said, their expertise, and so it really helps when we're trying to, you know, work through these grants and work through some of the things that we've been able to accomplish. It's because we've had, someone from the title agency. Yep. We have real estate agents. We have loan officers. We have a good balance on the board.
Take a quick break and come back. Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County this morning. Habitatofcaroline.org. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
When it comes to a new roof for your home, you deserve a company you can trust.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County in this morning. Stephanie Ball, Jason Tickle here talking about everything going on with Habitat. The Bridalwood, which you go next, that's in Ladysmith, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's Bridalwood. If you go down Ladysmith Village towards like Lake Landor,
yeah,
it's maybe 2 miles down on the right. You can actually see they've already cleared the land, so when you drive there, you'll start to see it. And they'll be putting a new entrance in as well. But yeah, we're excited. And this 3-bedroom model is pretty much our flagship. Now, we do have other models available, but all of the models have these designs that we've talked about, that zero step entry, you know, the ERVs to recycle the oxygen and exchange that twice in the house. So this particular model that we're going to be showing, we can make it look three different ways. So we're excited to build them in the Ladysmith area, and we do have other models available, and everybody will have to make their final selections of house models actually by like July 8th. So we're in the process now.
Wow.
Of the families are like, I want this floor model, that floor model, but pretty much most of them will be some variation of this model, so we're excited to show it.
The whole zero step entry is just what you and Mac have been able to put together. I just look at it and think, I wish this were my house.
Yeah, if you know, it's really a house that, and it's something that can be done at any price point, but I really hope that more builders out here see that it's possible, because if we would just start doing this on some of our homes, it would save our nation so much money. I mean, the amount of money we spend because seniors can't get in and out of their house,
yeah,
is insane. Literally, you know, billions of dollars. And so by simple design techniques, you can really save us a lot of money.
You did a groundbreaking at Bridalwood in the spring. I think it was the spring, or was it last fall?
It
was fall. You, yep. You did a groundbreaking for the whole project. Will you do something again there to get ready for when you start actually building some homes there?
We will. That was the neighborhood groundbreaking, and we'll have our home groundbreaking in the coming months as well. Once we get kind of everybody's kind of at that point now. They're getting ready. It's like jumping out the plane with the parachute. Like all the families are getting ready. It's like, okay, this is real now. You guys are getting ready to sign papers. So
yeah,
there's no turning back. So yeah, once we get everybody settled in the next, hopefully, you know, 60 days or so, we will have a groundbreaking for 8 of those homes.
I ask that only because one of the great lines, one of the funniest moments ever for me in covering any kind of event was when you did the groundbreaking in the fall there, and it's literally you described it well. They cleared the land and you had a groundbreaking, and the ground was really hard. And Chip from the George Washington Regional Commission says to me on the side as everybody's struggling to get a shovel, somebody said, we needed to have a little seminar for Jason about how to do groundbreakings.
That's right.
And have ground that actually works.
Yeah, we'll have a tractor there and scratch the dirt skirt up a little bit next time. Absolutely. Lesson learned.
It was a great thing because I stood there and thought, wow, they're having difficulty. And someone was able to find humor in that.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to know how hard it is to get to this point. I wanted to experience everything that the families went through. That was my allegorical. You know, I'm a trained preacher, so it's all about finding allegories and metaphors to make people understand. So that was my, at least that's what I'm saying now. So
Stephanie, you talked about, you know, how habitat has just grown in the time you have seen it, because I can remember, and I think it was Milford, where I can remember some of those early homes in Milford, and to go from that to a to be talking about a whole area where you're going to be, you know, putting basically a subdivision in, is just, it's just unheard of. And in Caroline.
Yes, in Caroline. And you know, we talk about this flagship home, and you know, the house that will be built, well, this model, I know some of the families will be picking this model for the neighborhood, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's, you know, and all the homes that we have done have been beautiful. They're they're age in place homes, but also they're just pretty.
You would never know they're a Habitat home. You go into these neighborhoods and they fit right in.
Well, and that's one of the things about Jason and Mac that they have been very diligent about and very thoughtful about, is that in all of the areas that we've been building, those homes fit in with the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They don't look like they were built later. They look like they have been built there and should have been there the entire time. So I think that's important for people to know, is that you're not going to look in the neighborhood and say, well, that's a Habitat home and that's not. You won't know the difference. And I think that's important for people to see, that you're not getting a different home. You're getting a beautiful, well-built home.
I think it was when you dedicated homes a couple years ago, and it was at the end of the year. It was in December. And every time you do the dedications, it's like this. But you just to hear the stories in this, the families talk about how I never thought this was possible. And they're all just great stories. And you just see how lives are changed. You all talk about that and have great statistics and talk about things. But when you hear from the families and they talk about, I never thought, you know, with my credit history or my past, that this was ever possible.
Yeah, and if you're making $30,000-$40,000 a year, you typically don't have it on your radar that I'm going to be buying a home. And when you find out that it's possible, and not only possible, but you're going to have this amazing home payment under $1,000 a month, many cases $700 a month, and then you're going to move in with $75,000 to $100,000 equity. I mean, this is life changing. This is the type of stuff that literally will make a family not slip into poverty. That gives them that fertile foundation to grow and develop their kids and their family out of. I mean, the studies show that you want to have a successful, you know, children, put them in a stable home. Now you can do that in rental as well, but home ownership is proven time and time again that it's one of the best ways. I mean, not only does it give it the stability, it gives that family that economic boost that they need as well. So yeah, it's just amazing. It's such a good thing to be part of.
Especially too, when you take a look at what's going on in the country today, with what housing costs, what with inflation and everything, this gives people hope that you can have something.
It does, and also that, you know, I stress this often when we talk about this. They're building their own home. This isn't something that you know, they can look back and say, I did this myself. I built this. And they're learning not only how to build the home, but also how to take care of it as they as they're building. They're learning, like, you know, in a year from now, they're going to know how to fix something because they saw how it was built.
Yeah.
So it's even more than just owning their own home. It's education as well.
Yeah. The whole experience is life changing for the folks that embrace it. Now, you got some folks who, you know, get in it and they're like, I just need to get out of it. And that's fine as long as they do what they're, you know, obligated to. But those that really thrive, I've found, are the ones that use every opportunity to grow, not just in their skills on the construction site. But another neat thing is working collaboratively. You know, that's a huge thing today. And a lot of the folks that we work with, the types of jobs they haven't necessarily had to do that as much. So now working in this collaborative environment, it just gives them a whole new exposure to a lot of stuff. So there's so much personal growth that comes out of this. That's just amazing that you see people who maybe were really shy and timid at the beginning and they come out of it and they're like the group leader. And you're like, wow, this is amazing. This person is, you know, just blossomed through this. So it's just such a cool thing to see and see how people grow through the process. And it is hard. It is, like I tell people, it's 6 months in, you are going to like, question, did I make the right choice? You know, I mean, think of giving up every Saturday and evenings and your vacation possibly. But everybody that gets through the end of it says it was worth it. You know, it was worth it. It's 1 year. But you come out of it stronger
with a house.
Yeah, with a house, with a, you know, a lot of more money in your family's, you know, wealth. And so it's just, it's a win-win for everybody.
And I know all these families that do the self-help will get some friends or coworkers to help them and they even help each other on homes, don't they?
They do. Kind of how it works is we get groups of anywhere from 4 to 8. Typically, 4 is not a good number. We like to do more than that, just so you got more people. Like the next group is 8. They sign a labor agreement with one another that says, I'll help you build my house if you help me build yours. Nobody moves in until everybody moves in. And then based off of how many able-bodied adults are in the home, they can recruit a surrogate. So this would be a family member or a close friend that would help them get their hours if they don't have the, you know, enough adults in the home. When this program started, it literally started 50 years ago. Most Americans were married. Now that is not the case. So the program hasn't changed. So we've had to find ways to be creative and keep this program relevant in a modern time. So if you're a single person, you know, if you don't have a surrogate, it's almost impossible. But what you do is you recruit, if you're a single person adult, you recruit 2 surrogates. If you're 2 adults in a house, you recruit 1. If you're fully disabled, you recruit 3. So the idea is every house has 3 able-bodied adults that help get their hours. So the contract says 24 to 30 hours a week. Thankfully, since COVID has ended, we've only had to get asked for 24. But, you know, if volunteers don't show up, we do have the ability to ask for more. But when you take, you know, 24 or 30 and divide it by 3, that's 8 or 10 hours respectively. It suddenly becomes a lot more doable. Now, of course, your surrogates really got to love you and like you to give up that for a year. But but it's definitely doable. Absolutely doable. And it is life changing.
Well, and one of the volunteers a couple of weeks ago was Stephanie. I went over there one day and there you were doing flooring.
Yes, which is, and that's, I have zero experience putting flooring down.
I figured you knew what you were doing because you were using this cutter and, you know, hitting it in, and I was impressed. And you didn't really, you were just learning?
I just learned probably maybe 15 minutes before you even got there. But that's how easy it is to work with, you know, with our volunteers, with our staff, and with the families. I was actually working with one of the families, and it was amazing. He taught me everything within a few minutes and worked. We worked for hours that day and had a great time. It was a lot of fun. It was hot. It was very hot, but it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. One cool thing about our site compared to if you go to a for-profit, because we have so many volunteers, we invest a little more in tools. We have the highest tech tool out there. Like, most floor cutters aren't going to have that type of floor cutter. You know, they're going to be using a saw.
Never seen that. That cutter that Stephanie was using.
It helped us move. That's almost an entire house done in that day.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's really cool. Like, when you come out to a Habitat site, just because of the way we operate, we have to operate differently. We literally use the cutting edge technology to make the labor easier. You know, the products that are, you know, take less, you know, labor to install. I mean, everything we do, we think out, how can we reduce the amount of equity, sweat equity that goes into these homes? And so it's looking at the tools, looking at the type of materials. I mean, even how we switch to the green board on the outside, it doesn't take house wrap. So we eliminated a step. So everything we do, from our tool selection to our material selection, is obviously quality and efficiency is number one. But number two is ease of installation and all of that stuff. So that's what's cool about the Habitat site. You'll come out there, you'll use tools that are just the state-of-the-art tools that make it so much easier.
And I've noticed, and at least what I've noticed, the sites that I've been on, that most of your tools, are, you don't have a lot of cords and all that. Everything's battery.
Yes, it's that's another thing. Safety is essential, and so anytime you got cords, it's trip hazards.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that's kind of you'll get that on the for-profit world as well, but it definitely makes a lot easier, you know, when you gotta, you know, cut something or do something, you can just whip out something and not have to worry about a bunch of cords.
HabitatofCaroline.org, the website, HabitatofCaroline.org. Much more to talk about with Jason and Stephanie. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning with Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County. They are getting ready to dedicate some homes and move on with more building. Jason Tickle here, Stephanie Ball here, HabitatofCaroline.org. is the where you can get information, also on Facebook, all kinds of stuff too. Jason, you do these home buyer classes, and I guess that really is the start. If I'm thinking of this might be what I want to do or what I want to pursue, these home buyer monthly sessions that you have are really, I guess, that's required to get started.
It is. In order to get an application, you do have to attend those. These take about 2 hours, so we can't do individual presentations because it's just such a detailed program. And if, you know, we got 10 people to show up, and if you got 10 people, multiply that by two, that's a lot of time. So we do group presentations. We hold them once a month. The next one is actually on July 10th. It's a Saturday. I'm sorry, it's a Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. 1 month, we try to do a weekday evening. The next month, a Saturday morning, to accommodate everybody's schedule. So if they go to our website, habitatofcaroline.org, click on the calendar tab, and then scroll through the months, and they can find a meeting that will accommodate them. They are all done virtually at this point. We will be hiring some staff a little bit later this summer, so we're going to resume some in-person presentations again. But until we get that staff on board and trained, everything is virtual. So if you got a smartphone, you can join right through the website link. If you don't, you can go to the calendar and write down a phone number and a code, dial in, and mm-hmm. You can listen in. And then to ensure that people listen to the whole presentation, I give a code randomly in the presentation that they have to write down. So when they ask me for an application, they give me this code, and then I know that they've listened to it because it is such a unique program. And oftentimes people will call and say, hey, can I get an application? And they don't know what they're applying for. And it is such a unique thing. The whole self-help concept isn't done really by any other habitat in the state. And so we really want to make sure people understand what they're applying for. So that first step is to attend that presentation.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. And instead of having someone apply and not understand that and use up your time to have to do all this, you know, make sure that everyone knows what they're getting into.
Yeah, and really it's so important because it doesn't impact just their life, but seven other families that they would be partnering with. Like you essentially are linking yourself to these other people for a year, saying, I'm going to build your home, you're going to build my home. So we just got to make sure everybody gets that concept because, you know, if you got one person that's not pulling their weight, it makes it for a very, very hard process. You know, it's like, again, allegories, I love them. If we're going to go canoeing and we're all rowing on one side and not on the other, we're just going to go in circles, you know? So we got to make sure when everybody starts, we're all rowing in the same direction. So we get to that final destination where we want to be.
Before the break, a few minutes ago when we were talking and Stephanie was telling her story about doing flooring and all, it really backs up something you've always talked about, Jason, about to volunteer with Habitat, you'll learn some skills that you may be able to use at your own home, or you may use someday. You'll learn something, and so you can really come and be and be kind of a blank slate as far as knowing some of this stuff.
Absolutely. In fact, Mac and everybody has said oftentimes the best volunteers have zero construction experience because we train them. You know, we train you in these new tools and these techniques, and so it's no experience necessary, but you'll definitely learn. Like I shared, there was a Marine that was coming out to one of my sites every day for a year, and I finally asked him, why are you doing this? He said, when I retire, I'm going to build my own home. And he did. He learned building a habitat home. He retired and moved out to like Iowa, or I can't remember, somewhere around there, and he built his own home. So you can definitely learn some very bankable skills. Like Stephanie, if she needs flooring, any of her relatives are doing any flooring, hey, you got a relative now that knows how to do it. But
not until I get a cutter.
No, this is great, Stephanie, important. Because if anybody you know needs flooring, you can help them out, or you can charge them for it.
Well, I'm actually hoping to put some in my own home, so it was sort of a, can I do this? Is this something that I might be able to do for myself? Now, we did get to the end. It was the last strip of the room that we were doing, and that was a little tricky. And I don't know that I could have done that part without him. I know I couldn't have done it without him. And he and Mac together were making that last strip fit. So that's. But
you're almost there.
Right. Well, and watching them figure out how to do it. I mean, I know how they did it. I don't know if I could do it, but I know how they did it. So I think that's important too.
You could definitely do it. Absolutely.
So what got you, I don't know that I've ever asked you this, or if I have, I don't remember it, but how did you get involved with Habitat?
So I work in Stafford County, and we do Day of Caring, which ended up being Day of Action with the mm-hmm. United Way. And one of the first volunteer sites that I went to was a Habitat volunteer site. And I think we were, I'm trying to remember, because you were there, Jason, we were building a shed. And at that time they start with building a shed, so they have a place to keep all the tools for the build site, and so by the end of the day we didn't have the entire shed, but we had a good structure built, and I just thought, this is amazing. Like, you know, all of these people, none of us knew what we were doing when we started, and at the end of the day we had a whole shed. So I really enjoyed it. And then from there, I volunteered on a couple other build sites. And then when Jason came to Caroline, he recruited. And he didn't even really have to recruit. As soon as he said it, I was ready. And I haven't looked back. So it's been so much fun. It really is a great organization. It's difficult at times. There are definitely, you know, I mean, you're working with grant money, you're working with volunteers, you're working with families, you're working with a lot of different entities, and so trying to align all of those sometimes, you know, you have to be patient is, I guess, the best way to phrase it. You have to be patient, but the outcome and the results are just rewarding for everyone.
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head. The hardest thing is aligning all of the moving parts. It's that's why oftentimes we have that little bit of delay here and there, because mm-hmm. you know, we're layering multiple funding sources, multiple ways of doing stuff, and so if one gets held up, it affects everything. But you just got to stay patient. You got to realize, I used to get freaked out in the early days because I just didn't know. You know, I was learning more about it, and now I've realized, okay, this is part of it. You know, you have ebbs and flows with our national budget. You have times money is cut and money is added. You have government shutdowns. You have, you know, this is just all part of it. So it's
had all of those things.
We literally have.
We've had all of those things.
So I'm very fortunate that I have a board that understands this, that has not gotten let fear, because, you know, I've seen in the nonprofit world, fear is probably one of the biggest, you know, motivation killers, because we think this has a risk. And I'm not saying that you take crazy risks, but it's like any kind of business, you have to have almost a little entrepreneurial spirit mm-hmm. to say, this is an opportunity. Yeah, there's a risk. I could fail, but the chance of failing is small, you know. And so many nonprofits, they don't step out of that, You know, they let fear say, let's stay in this box because this box is safe. We have walls all the way around us. But when you step outside of that box and you don't let the fear ruin you, you know, or stop you, it's amazing what you can do, especially when you look at the resources that are available on a state and a federal level. And I'm excited that we can bring these in and have such a wonderful board that is allowing us to do this as well.
Now, when you look at so many things, and you saw it all, Stephanie, of where, whether, like you said, whether it was grant money or just the national economy or all of these different things, at times held things up, and you just kept wondering. And especially it had been so long since anything had been built in Caroline, and really once that first house was built, it's just continued to grow and grow and grow.
Well, in our first group of self-help did happen during COVID. So that was, yeah. I mean, you couldn't get any more, you know, hiccups, I guess, throughout the process. And, you know, it took us a long time to get started. And then once we got started, then we had COVID hit. And, but, you know, at the end, you know, these families were, I mean, they had their homes. They took a little bit longer than we probably anticipated or would have liked, but they happened. And, you know, we were working during COVID. The families were working. It was, again, very strategic in planning, and it took a lot of work for Mac and Jason to make that plan. But it happened, and the homes were done. So
that was I forgot about it. That was the amazing thing. And you were able to, you had rules, but you were able to have volunteers come in. And a few times you had to shut down some sites when somebody would get sick, but you kept moving ahead.
We did. Slowly but surely, we moved ahead. And ironically, the second year was way harder than the first. You know, at that point, it wasn't just the COVID. It was, you couldn't find doors, windows, siding.
Right.
You know, yeah, the materials.
Was, yes, materials were.
That was something. But luckily, that's behind us. Everything is pretty much stabilized as far as supply and demand. Prices are still a little up. But yeah, things are looking pretty good overall. You know, interest rates obviously are affecting the building industry. But overall, other than that, you know, it's the industry's pretty much resumed to normal. I mean, some things are worse. You don't have as much labor force as you need and things like that. But it in our world, in a nonprofit building and things, luckily, everything is pretty much back to normal. And volunteers are coming out again, which is wonderful because that has really made it so much easier for our surrogates. In 2020, we did have a few volunteers, but overall, people weren't volunteering. So it's great. Like, we've booked up pretty much every Friday of our builds for months now, and Thursdays are booking up now too. So like it's just really neat. Everything's kind of coming back to normal now.
No, I've seen you've had the Fredericksburg United Methodist Church shows up. You've had the Builders Association there. The Rappahannock Area Health District still talks about when instead of going out for a Christmas dinner, they sent a bunch of their folks over and worked for a day, and you start seeing those groups coming in and seeing, just being really impressed by what they see.
Yeah, and it's so helpful too when you're any, you know, there's so many businesses in our area. If every business just comes out one day a year, it fills my calendar up. So it's amazing. We just had George Washington Regional Commission out last Friday. We have a group from the Marines coming out now every Friday as well. And that's one good thing. Now we can have more than one group at a time. So most Fridays we have two groups working at the same time. So yeah, if you're listening out here and you want to, you know, your business or your church or your civic organization wants to volunteer, check out our website, habitatofcaroline.org. Click on the volunteer page and you can learn about the process. And when you're ready to go, just reach out to me and we'll make it happen.
Jason Tickle, Stephanie Ball here from Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Stephanie Ball and Jason Tickle here this morning from Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County, habitatofcaroline.org. Jason, you mentioned, we talked about this last month, I think, was when we first talked about it, teachers and first responders. There's an opportunity for them to qualify for a home in Caroline.
There is. If you're a teacher or a first responder who works in Caroline County, so you have to work in that system, you will get, if you haven't already gotten it yet, you will get an email from your HR team. And we'll have presentations available that will talk about this program. It is not self-help, so it's got its own particular program parameters, you know, in that there's certain down payment assistance grants we'll be applying for. So it's a little more paperwork than the self-help. But we're starting to get those folks selected, and we want to have everybody selected essentially by mid-fall is our plan. So between now and October, we want to make sure that we have all of those buyers selected and then start to align all the different financial things together to make it work for them.
So again, if you work in and you're a teacher or first responder in Caroline County, check this out, because this might be something that that you qualify for and you can get a house.
Absolutely. Yeah, be watching your emails. I know, especially if you're a teacher, if you're not a 12 or 11 month employee, you might be out, you know, doing your things. But I encourage you, if you're listening, you know, check those emails so that when the opportunity comes, and we're going to do in-person and virtual for them. So I'm working with the school system now, but that will come out pretty soon. So keep an eye on your emails, and we'll have in-person or virtual available for you.
And you mentioned another one of these home buyer presentations. The next one is July the 10th. So if you're interested in getting involved with that.
Correct. That's for our self-help program, July 10th at 6 p.m. We're looking for the folks who would be in our 2025 group. And these were people that not just in Caroline, but Essex, King and Queen, Westmoreland, and Richmond counties. So if you live in any of those counties and you want to find out if this is right for you, check out our presentation, and maybe you can be part of our 2025 group.
Stephanie, I hate to see you leave the board, because you're a good guest.
But you'll
be back in a year, and you can resume all this. And I'm sure you're not just walking away from Habitat for a year. I don't think Jason would let you.
No, I'm definitely not walking away for a year. I just have to step down from the board, but I will be volunteering. Jason said, I'm staying in touch, so I don't want to lose kind of the flow of all the things that we have going on. And we have some really exciting things happening. And it's a sad time to leave the board because we have so many big things happening. So I just can't walk away.
I don't like that rule, but I do understand it. Where we will get some of the people, some people more involved. And when you come back, I'm sure you'll be surprised at some of the people now that may not be as immersed in Habitat that will be, because you have to step away.
And I also encourage people, you know, we do have board, but we also have so many volunteer and committee opportunities. You know, we're always looking for ways of, you know, fundraising and things like that. So even if you can't commit to being on the board, we're always open for volunteers to help do other things.
And this is a great chance to get involved in the community. A lot of people are always looking for ways to get involved in the community. Here's one of them, and you'll get to know other people.
You get to know other people. You know, if you volunteer on the work site, you get to learn, you know, lots of new skills. There's also volunteer opportunities that don't involve building, you know, emailing and some admin type. Activities. So even if you're not someone that can get out there and use the tools, the fancy tools that we have, there are other opportunities to volunteer.
Yeah, in fact, starting in July, I'm so excited about this. We're bringing on a full-time office manager, and she's been working with us kind of a couple days a week for a few months. So she's really immersed and good. But we'll actually start to have volunteers in the office. So we'll have an ongoing program for office volunteers. So we're excited about that. So traditionally it's been more of, the admin side, the committees, the board. But now, if you want to come and answer the phones a few hours during the week in July, you'll be able to do that. And I've worked at other habitats where we had, in particular, a lot of senior citizens. They would one day a week come for 4 to 6 hours. Mm. And it was a place for them to give back, but also have some connection and interact with people. So, yeah, so we're excited that that's going to be available as well.
I know one of your big dreams, and this still may be a few years off, but you keep talking about, and one of your dreams is a restore in Carolina.
Yes. Yeah, we are going to have one eventually. So if I can get that donor that wants to cut a check for about a quarter mil, I can make it happen. I'll just let you know, I can make it happen.
Just the things that we are talking about, and I don't remember when you first came in, Stephanie, but I've seen the evolution of you too. That you came in, and you always had notes, and today there was no notes, and you two we just sat here and talked, and just to be talking about the things that we're talking about in the future are just. Back then, were such dreams, but they are happening.
They are happening, and like you said, 7 years ago, when you know Jason started talking about the self-help program and what we were doing, and as we've evolved, all the extra things that we've been able to do, and so now nothing seems like it's off the table. We've been able to, you know, start with one idea and just continue to grow, and so far things just. You know, I think with faith and just hard work, we've been able to make so many things happen that it just doesn't seem like we can't make things happen. So
with Jason there, what a great bumper sticker with Jason Tickle, nothing is off the table.
I don't know about that, but we're very fortunate that we have just had the right mix of. Hmm. They say luck is really just opportunity and hard work coming together, and that's really what it came down to: hard work and opportunity aligning, and you know, of course, just sometimes a lot of that is out of your control, you know. But we've been very fortunate, and we have a lot of plans. Like, we do want to have a repair program. There are resources available. Like, I don't understand why in a region. And I'm slapping my own hand too on this, why we're not doing this, but there are resources available for home repairs. And so these are things we're working on. And if people out there want to help, give me a call. I'll tell you how we can make it happen in the region.
Habitatofcaroline.org. Jason Tickle, Stephanie Ball. Thank you both. We'll continue to stay in touch and talk about all this stuff.
Thank you.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.